And now, James Gravel.
Welcome to our continuing study of the will of God. In the sample prayer that Jesus provided his disciples in Luke 11, he instructed them to pray to God, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The obvious implication of Christ's teaching is that all parts of God's will are not always accomplished here on earth. If they were, why would Jesus have instructed his disciples to pray that they would be? Who can deny that humankind reaps the consequences of its misuse of freedom of choice? Surely one of the lessons we must learn is that it does not pay to disobey our Creator. Still, God's sovereign will remains supreme, as Isaiah made clear when he wrote, "On God's behalf, to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess." Isaiah 45, verse 23. Compare that with Romans 14, verse 11. Even through sin and the difficulties caused by humanity's misuse of its God-given free will, God will achieve man's salvation for his glory because his ultimate plan all along was man's redemption. We know this because Paul, in writing to Timothy, spoke of who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before times eternal. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. The truth is that there is no ultimate comfort in a God who is not sovereign. But thanks to God's revealed will, we know that God is sovereign. And because he is, we know the eventual outcome. God's sovereign will ultimately shall triumph, and those who have been obedient to him will be rewarded with eternal life. As Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 46, "These people, that is, those who are evil, will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." But how does one obtain eternal life? First, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16. Second, he must confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10:10. Third, he must repent of past sins, Acts 2:38. And fourth, he must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 22, verse 16. It is through our obedience to God's sovereign will that we are saved. Are you a Christian? If not, why not?